Blog Talk Radio.
Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we are all so glad that you could join us and listen and worship and fellowship in the name of the Lord. Amen. On behalf of the kingdom of God, I welcome you, and I pray that you hear from the Lord what you need to hear and what you need to know, and that the word that comes forth tonight, you apply it to your own life and to your own soul. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, international ministry and church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time that happens to be wherever you are. We also meet on Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and whatever time that happens to be in your locale. We want to thank the Lord that we are spanning the globe with his love, with his word, with his deliverance, with his healing, and with his miracles. Amen? God is so good to us, saints. He is so rich in his love and in his mercy and his compassion. We need him. If you have not yet discovered this and you're still going through the motions, we invite you to discover Jesus Christ. If you used to go to church and you decided, well, let's drop in and see what's happening yet, you'll find out Jesus is very current and up to date. And wherever you left off, you may pick up with him again and go further. Amen? There are many times when we get sidetracked in life, and we get detoured off the path that God has for us. But in repentance, we can reach out to the Lord again, and he will draw us in with his love. Amen? So do not hesitate to reach out to Jesus Christ and ask him to reconcile you to himself and to bring you once again into the fold of God. Amen? Amen. God is so good. He's so good. He will warmly receive you. So we invite everyone to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is MiracleInternetChurch.com. That's MiracleInternetChurch.com. Yes. And when the page comes up, if you're using a tablet or a computer or a laptop, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Please do click that link, and when you do, the page will change. Click Guest, and when the page changes, type in your name, one of those names that's on your birth certificate, and your message to the saint, and hit enter. Your greeting to the saints, and the saints will respond to you in love. Amen? Amen. If you're using a cell phone, you may do the same. Use your browser to find MiracleInternetChurch.com. When the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three white lines against a black background. Click the three white lines and all the other links will open to you. And you may find MIC Radio Chat Room and thereby join us and use the directions you just heard. Amen? God is powerful and he's moving by his spirit. But we must be open. He's been trying to get us to be open. God is moving by his spirit. But we must be open. We must be open and yield to the move of his spirit. Amen? Amen. You know, there are people who were trained to be closed closets as they were growing up. You know what a closed closet is. It's a closet that you don't open the door to because you don't want anybody to see what's on the other side of the door. But you see, that's not the way God does things. He wants us to be open to him. even if it's new and different and we have not experienced it before. He wants us to be open to him and to his spirit and to the move of his spirit. Move? Yes. The Spirit of God does things. He brings us into an area, into an arena, into a place that God wants us to be, because God is working in us to cause us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Yes, God works on individuals, on groups, on churches, on the entire body of Christ. So when he's calling us all together and calling us into unity, we need to move with him. He's calling us into unity. That means we need to come up in the chat room more. We need to come up in the prayer room more. We need to recast whatever broadcast we might have missed. We need to participate in what the church is doing. Amen? The church is seeking the Lord. We need to be seeking the Lord with the church. We need to say the same thing. We need to be moving together as a body, flowing in the spirit of grace. Amen? So if for some reason you find yourself out of step, ask the Holy Spirit, who is your helper, to get you back in step. That's what you do about that. You ask him humbly, Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, I seem to have gotten out of step. Would you get me back into step with miracle, please? Amen. There you have it. And that's the answer to that. And then do as he indicates to you. Praise God. It's easy to get distracted with the things of your work life, the things of health situations in your family, your own personal issues. It's easy to get distracted. But you ask God to get you back in step. That's what you do. Amen? Amen. And he will be more than gracious to you and will restore you. Amen. So, we need to keep that in mind. We need to keep that in mind. And we need to thank the Lord continually for the breakthroughs that have come during this season of seeking his face. And in case you have forgotten, these are the high days. If you had any difficulty getting on the broadcast, well, it's the high days. And I had to fight with the devil today to get some things done up here. There's this one adjudication that he literally fought me for, but I literally won in Jesus' name. Amen? You go, well, really? Yes. This is not a cakewalk. This is not a cakewalk. You said, really? You have, yes, I have to fight to get this done. It's called spiritual warfare. I have to fight to get this done. This is not a cakewalk. I know you thought it was, dear. Sometimes I might even make it seem easy, but I have to fight to get this done. Amen. But you see, we are victorious in Jesus Christ our Savior. So I know that we're doing what God wants us to do, because the devil is mad, and he's mad at me for sure. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. He is mad with me. Too bad. That's just the way it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord, for the blessings that are coming our way. Yes, there's blessings coming. You see, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He rewards. That's right. all this warfare we do, all of this, you know, seeking him that we do, all the things that we do, there's a reward. You forgot about that? Well, let me remind you. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He does answer prayer. He does change things. He does move mountains. He does bring the impossible into possibility. Amen? So don't ever be discouraged, because God's never finished. He's not finished. He's planned your life, and he's going to teach you how to follow him. Amen? Amen. The Bible says, be ye kind to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Really? Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you for my spouse and family, even if you don't have a spouse other than the Lord. Help me to put aside all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and ill feelings and malice, so that I'll be able to work issues of my marriage with your help. I pray for my spouse right now. And as I do so, I know you are changing my heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my spouse, Father. I believe that you gave them to me because you did not want me to be alone. Teach us how to communicate better, to be tender-hearted toward each other, and to be submissive to each other. Help me to do everything I possibly can to develop our marriage into the model you gave us in Ephesians. Thank you for showing us that our marriage can be a relationship that is like Christ's relationship with his church. Help me to do my part, Lord. Help me to do my part. Thank you for joining me to my spouse as one flesh. Help me to love and respect my spouse at all times. Love and respect. It is my desire, Father, to serve you. Help me and my spouse to make the conscious choice together to choose to serve you at all times. Lead us to put you and your righteousness first in our lives and in our marriage. Thank you, Father, for showing us and for showing me that my spouse and I are heirs together of your grace of life. Show me how to honor my spouse so that my prayers will never be hindered. Lord, I believe you are at work in our marriage, and I thank you that the troubles of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory you are going to reveal to us. Thank you, Lord. You know, saints, God is the one who created romance. It's his creation. He did it. He thought, and so should you. God came up with that idea. So whatever you do, don't get your ideas from Hollywood. Hollywood did not create anything. They came to cremate. They didn't create romance. They came to cremate. So, I would suggest to you that you allow the Holy Spirit to show you how to be close to your spouse. Nobody knows your spouse any better than God. And I'm picking up this stubborn, resisting spirit. Yes, I am. this pullback spirit, this resisting the move of God spirit. Uh-huh. That's called rebellion, a.k.a. witchcraft. And so we're not going to participate with that spirit now, are we? No, we're not. What are we going to do? We're going to thank the Lord for his gift to us. Yes, we are. We're going to give him the praise, the glory, and the honor, because God knows what he's doing. That's right. Men and women are supposed to be together under the auspices of God in holy matrimony. And they are supposed to love and respect one another. And they're supposed to learn to love and to trust one another. And they're supposed to love and care for one another. And they're supposed to love and encourage one another. And they're supposed to love and help one another. I think you get the picture. One for the other. Each of them, both of them, for each other in Christ. If you're having a little sandpaper in your marriage, well, let the sandpaper do its work. Say, Holy Spirit, is this just an attack from the devil? Or are you trying to iron out some wrinkles? You know we're supposed to be without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. So let God iron out the wrinkles. It may not be comfortable feeling the heat from the iron, but when he finishes, it's going to be grand. Amen? Amen. When he finishes with his pressing job, it's going to be grand. You see, two different people brought up in two different environments, coming through different situations in life, have different ideas. And you need the Holy Spirit to bring you into oneness. Yes. You cannot do this on your own. I know you think you can, but you can't. I'm here to tell you. The Holy Spirit has to work a work in both of you to bring you into oneness. So, when he's doing this work, allow him to do it. Go along with the Holy Spirit. Follow where he leads. Do what he tells you to do. Die to yourself. Because after the death, there's a resurrection. Amen. To the death and the burial of whatever needs to be buried, there is a resurrection. And it's a glorious one. So let God iron out the wrinkles. He's good at it. He really is. He designed holy matrimony himself. He brought it forth out of himself. It's supposed to be based and secured in holy love, with holy commitment. Amen? You made your vows, at least you were supposed to have, made your vows to the Lord. And your spouse is the recipient of that grace. Amen. Praise God. It may be difficult, but try a little more humility. Try a little more humility, a little more forgiveness, a lot less judgment. Amen? A little more humility, a little more forgiveness, a whole lot less judgment. Amen. There's this trash receptacle that the city takes away. You can take the judgment and put it there. Because you see, the judgment that you release will come back to you, because that's what the scripture says. So let's put that out. It's not going to help the situation. No, let God have his way. And you go along with God. And you'll end up where you're supposed to be in Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise the Lord for his goodness and for his love. Well, I've run out of love. Well, again, with the Holy Spirit, he pours it in us. You can get some more. There's plenty of love to go around. You ran out of your supply. He has plenty for you. Amen. But you do have to ask for it, you know. Amen. He has plenty. He's got grace. He's got favor. He's got it all. But you do have to ask. Amen. Some people need new glasses. You've been viewing your spouse out of the wrong glasses. You need to change your glasses. You can see better. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our God is a builder. He builds relationships. Yes, he does. He builds relationships. Yes, and there must be faith. And yes, there must be trust. Amen. And what if my feelings got hurt? Go to the Lord and get your healing. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God is great. He designed holy matrimony. He created romance and love for us in holy matrimony. So whatever you need, you can get it from the Lord. He's your supplier. Amen? Now, did anybody learn anything from that? I hope you did. I hope that you did. Amen. Yes, sir. Okay, let me go there. Let's see if I can remember where I left it. No, that's not where it is. All right, when the Holy Spirit tells me where that scripture is, I'll find it for you. Let me see. Nah. You know, saints, sometimes we need to consider the fact that individually we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. And some of us, sometimes we don't go in for a refill. Amen? Sometimes we don't go in for a refill. We've been doing this and doing that and doing this and trying that, and we're worn ourselves out. And we need a refill of God. You know, you can't get much accomplished if you're running your engine on empty. Amen? You need to pull in to the filling station of God and let him fill you once again with his Holy Spirit. You'll find out that you don't get grumpy. And that you take the brushes of life a lot easier. Sometimes we need rest, saints, physical rest. We try to get so much done in such a little bit of time that we put too much pressure on ourselves. We put too much pressure on ourselves. He said, come to me. Come to me. You know you're heavy laden, come to him, and he will give you rest. for your soul. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Amen? So, everybody that needs a refill from Jesus is going to go get it, right? Praise the Lord. It's waiting for you. Don't hesitate. You need to receive some Jesus. There are a few songs that I posted in the chat room this week, and maybe one of them is speaking to you. Scroll up and find it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is great and greatly to be praised. You can't run this Christian race on an empty tank. Your body needs certain things, and your spirit and soul need certain things too. And God provides it all. Amen? Amen. I think we'll be fine once we get a fill-up, don't you think?
I do.
So, Father, we want to thank you for helping us come to the conclusions that we need to come to. Sometimes we've been moving so fast, Lord, we've been moving so fast that we don't know what we're doing. We're almost in a tailspin. We've been going just that fast. Well, that's the time to slow down. You don't want to miss anything that the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you. It's critical. So put the brakes on. Apply that brake. You know, pump that brake a little bit and then slow on down. Sit, you know, they used to have front porches on your house. And there were chairs and a swing on the front porch. Sit down at the end of the day and just meditate on what God is trying to get through to you. It's for waving at the neighbors as they drive down the road and for sitting in that swing with some iced tea or some lemonade and listen to Jesus time. That's what it's for. That's what front porches and rocking chairs and swings are for. They're to sit on the front porch and let the breeze come by and listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. And sometimes we forget that we know that. Sometimes we forget that we know that, that we need to have a moment set aside to just sit there and let the Spirit of the Lord come to rest upon us. Sometimes we just need to break into a song and just sing it to Jesus out of our hearts and allow the presence of the Lord to come on us. That's right. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to allow for the Lord to come on us. Because when he does, we change. We change. We're not the same. We're refreshed. We're renewed. We're rejuvenated. We find our joy again. It's easier to stay out of your flesh. Mm-hmm. So we need to find our happy place with God, wherever that is. And spend some time allowing the presence of the Lord to come on you. That's what we need to do. You know, it used to be that sometimes people would just take their fishing rod and go down by the creek. They weren't necessarily trying to catch any fish. They just wanted a few moments alone in nature so they could breathe in some God. And we have lost that in our hustle-bustle culture. We've dismissed what you used to see on the Walton. But you see, that's an important ingredient to life. It's an important ingredient in life. That little time that you spend with the Lord will take care of that depression. It'll take care of that anxiety. It'll deal with that thought of suicide and all of that other stuff that comes up. You'll be able to determine if that thought came from God or if it didn't. The song said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your sorrows. He will hear your faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. It talks about the prayer wheel turning, and you'll know there's a fire burning. Just have a little talk with Jesus, and it'll be all right. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. One day at a time. Some of us want to do a week at a time, but you weren't designed to do it that way. And why are you getting so out of order? Because you've forgotten that you're only supposed to do it one day at a time. That's right. Coming aside to be with the Lord. I come to the garden alone when the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. You can't throw away the essentials of life, saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, am I preaching already? I guess I am. Amen. That's essential in life. You got to pull away. You got to learn to steal away to Jesus. It's essential. It's life-giving. It'll give you a whole new perspective on the same old thing. Amen. Amen. You'll be able to keep your mouth shut. Think about it. You'll actually be able to close your mouth. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. That's called achievement in Christ. Amen. So, Father, we praise you and thank you for the word of God to us. Yes, Lord. We thank you that you've given us everything we need to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you for this helmet of salvation. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit. We thank you that we're covered in the blood of Jesus. And we won't let any unwholesome word proceed out of our mouth. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are a shepherd and we shall not want. For you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can cast down every imagination and high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every evil thought. So we cast all our cares upon you, Lord, because we know you care for us. So we praise you, Lord, for giving us divine health. Because you're the God who heals all of our diseases. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. So we want to thank you for prosperity and divine health, even as our soul prospers. We want to thank you for the joy of the Lord, because it's truly our strength. Amen. We want to thank you that the Holy Spirit will lead us through this life. He'll stand with us. He'll fight for us. He'll defend us. Thank you, Lord. You're good to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with agents, his plans, and his wicked powers. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to a strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. Yes, we do. And we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, electronic, digital technology demons, and their attacks, Leviathan spirits, and their attacks. Oh, rele de Diosur, rekitera briki de Diosurele, re de shuraka. Technology demons. We bind you, electronic, digital, technology demons, and all of your attacks. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini brainwashing spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks. We bind the prince of the power of the air and all of his attacks. We bind all devils and their attacks, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, smart dust and drone spirits. We bind you all in the name of Jesus. We bind sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all targeted radio frequency pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid, all electromagnetic, smart technology, techno-paganism and mind control by the occult, force feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations which are demons. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Of all Leviathan spirits and Kundalini spirits and water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, sonic and audio weapons, the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer, all targeted radio frequency, pulse weapon and their attacks, microwave attack, all of those attacks, all 5G and components, frequency weapons, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit or every entity or every attack coming from what we call outer space or another galaxy, or from another star or satellite or planet in the name of Jesus, from any station on any planet, from any satellite system that's been placed into orbit. We bind you, all those surveillance systems that were put into orbit in Jesus' name. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over all of those dreams that have been pressed upon the saints by demons from beyond the veil. We bind you. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We send you into the spiritual cage, into the feet of Jesus for judgment. Thank you, Lord. Protection, Lord. We want to thank you for your warring angels all around us. We want to thank you for your promises from Psalm 91 and other places in the Bible, Lord. We want to thank you that we're going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We want to thank you that no attack will overcome us, Lord. You're there to protect us. No attack of the enemy will overcome us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over all remote viewing changes, even demons or witches or warlocks or wizards that's trying to view us through the mirrors in our homes. Whew. We take authority, dominion, and power from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus over the reflection in those mirrors, Lord. And we ask you to turn that reflection toward your very presence on your throne. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. At no time have you told anyone, Lord, that they had your permission to operate in witchcraft. So we take authority, dominion, and power over all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, all whoredom spirits and their attacks. We raise the shield of faith, and we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We bind all the voices of the stranger, all the hypnotic and trance devil, all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, wherever on the globe, in the name of Jesus, surrounding the globe, in the name of Jesus. We bind you all. We bind you all in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over every coven, every cult, cabal, especially those coming under the umbrella of the Illuminati. We bind you and chain you all in the name of Jesus. We bind up your finances. We bind up your whereto all in the name of Jesus. We bind up that authority that you're attempting to steal from others. We bind your theft in the name of Jesus Christ. God has not appointed you. Satan did. We take authority, dominion, and power over the wicked works of non-governmental organizations in Jesus' name. We bind the influx of finances from your givers and from your donators and from your contributors in the name of Jesus. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' holy. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. You in. Listen. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Caribbean and Latin American and Haitian, black and white magic. We take authority, dominion, and power over cannibalism in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over cannibalism. We bind it in the name of Jesus wherever it exists. Oh, great. Father, we ask you to eliminate that demon, those spirits, those hordes of devils out of our locale in Jesus' name. Rupaba. We take authority, dominion, and power over the next wave of illegal in Jesus' name. Rupa kushada. Runge de la de Diosur, de la Barucaca, Ringe de la Barosa de Diosur, Gita de Breque, Runda de Baracure, Lele Diosunda de Breque de Diosola, Racacurunga de Risale de Diosola, Reca de la Barosa de Diosula de Diocurriquita, Yarriquita de Banesa, Lele Dioso de la Breque de Ria, Rumba Babaruco Requisa de Reglelea, Runge de la Barisa de Dioso de la Breque de Dios, Yirriquita de Manasha Codename. We call for the adjudications of the righteous judge. Rumba ba baru ka lelelea de rike de rabrosa la de Dios la de Dios la de ya re re la de Dios ro go de robrisa la de ya sa rumba ba ba baru ka de ya so la de ya ki arike ya ya riki sama shon da riki ella la le okunda re ge de ramana so re ke te rabru ke de rike te rabru sa la de ya sa te rabru ka la de ya ya riki de ramano sa ta ya ko raki ha hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bind all Morgellons attacks and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal form. We bind all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon or the high day in Jesus' name. We bind all witch doctors and their evil works, all shamans and their evil works. We bind every queen of the coast and their evil works in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you the praise. We bind the formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own web. We bind the transference of the evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting. Amen. The gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, we bind. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We bind all defilement, corruption, undermining, despising, bewitching, tranquilizing, assassination, divisions, confoundedness, attack, reproach, and hindering the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. Thank you. We return in Lucy's attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal minds. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony, and false flags. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us, no demons, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind, binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender our witchcraft attacks through channeling and against the satellites, the websites, or the apps, or the broadcast, binding all abortions as a magical ritual, returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, juju, hexes, vexes, spells, and such in Jesus' name. all tribal witchcraft, all witchcraft initiated by Obeda men. Ah, yes. All Chaldean witchcraft, hexes, vexes, such, slamming, just outright sin. All Spanish witchcraft, breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties, food and drink which are displeasing to Jesus Christ, binding superficial religious acts, every act of sexual sin, binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic and folk magic spells, binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding all magical language, magic signs, magic patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony, binding and caging Poseidon and all other underwater demons and stripping them of their crowns, thrones, and powers. And thank you, Lord, transferring it to Jesus Christ because all power belongs to God, binding all conjuration and summoning of demons, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe fantasy fables, enchantments, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressor, and the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, La La Land, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing. Forgot that. You were mad. Demonic meditation, spirit guides, and acupuncture in Jesus' name. Thank you. Binding the king of pride, Leviathan, and his subjects in the name of Jesus Christ, chaining them with eternal chains under darkness. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, idle mind, unfocused mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting abuse, all trolls, all fear, combated jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Basilic, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, On, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72, chaining them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins, and doll cotton cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, pledge, pact, and vow in the name of Jesus. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry. We bind the rituals of every secret society and the associated organizations in Jesus' holy name. Yes, we do, Father. Thank you, Lord. We bind demonic weapons, fireball poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and anything else that we left out, Lord, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We bind all electromagnetic energy pollution, all EMFs and EMPs, binding and returning to sender, all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows in Jesus' name. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we command every demon that has followed us, tried to hitchhike on us, and was sent to us or transferred to us to leave us now, in the name of Jesus. Even if they came through the web pages on the computer and the phone lines, in Jesus' name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. And we lift up to you kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted or imprisoned. And if they were left behind in Afghanistan or some other place, and all of the January 6th prisoners. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, in Jesus' name, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our mode of transportation, whatever that may be, and we take authority, dominion, and power over all interferences and blockages of the road. We thank you that you've dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us and to watch over us. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and cover our authority over demons of the day and night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything to try to get into our dreams, and command them to stay away. We forbid them to attack us when we rest or when we sleep. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you for the wall of fire that protects us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels and their linking shields. We thank you for the praising angels, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, anything sent by the enemy in the name of Jesus, and return it to sender according to the covenant. We break the power and cut away all ungodly silver cords and ley lines, and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We destroy, tear down, and disengage all walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanotechnology, globalists, shamans, sorcerers, diviners, and such, and we break the power of their charms, love spells, vexes, hex, and curses, fetishes, psychic prayers and thoughts, bewitchments, witchcraft, death spirits, pain, sickness, destruction, and torment, prayer chains, incense, and candle burnings, psychic power, psychic warfare, incantations, ungodly blessings, root works, channeling, crystals, tribal rituals, and sins. And anything, any entity, any spirit being sent to us from the enemy, we bind it back to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We return to sender spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, and all of the demons that work with them. Spirits of destruction are returned in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. And we return spirits of blindness, spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. We thank you, Lord, for destroying yokes in the lives of the believers. We thank you for giving them freedom as they repent in Jesus' name. We thank you for the conviction of our hearts unto godly repentance and our souls coming out of darkness in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. And thank you for this message. Amen. Let me take a sip. For this message. So our featured psalm for tonight is Psalm 63. And our verses for meditation come from the same psalm, Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. And our featured ebook is Spiritual Warfare Power Worship Bible Study. Worship Bible Study. Amen. Praise God. So tonight we're going to talk about Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Amen. Praise God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. There are aspects to this promise from our amazing God. Yes, there's a lot to this promise. But first, let's give our attention to how this promise is recorded. It is worded in the past tense. That's very critical in this scripture. It is recorded and worded in the past tense. It lets us know that the Father already has blessed us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's done something, who has. He already has blessed us with all. See, he doesn't leave things out. He's the all-sufficient one. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This is referred to, tense, because it describes something that starts in the past, yet it continues into the present. This is an accurate description of God's provisions for his children. Verse 4, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he hath, past tense, chosen us in him, when? Before the foundation of the world. Really? Why? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Well, what made him do that? Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. That's why. Who have grown to understand this truth no longer plead with God to pour out these spiritual blessings. Instead, they praise him for the manifestations of what they already possess. Already possess. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Matthew 5, verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father. So the Father's released a blessing. All the blessings we'll ever need. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Come, ye blessed of my Father, the king said. He says that to them on his right hand. You know, it goes the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, let's look again at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. It's going to say the same thing. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen? So God took care of this long before anything else happened. Amen? God our Father released his blessings upon his children in Christ before the foundation of the world. Yes, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. So absolutely nothing has been left out. The full and entire range of spiritual realities that bring wholeness and fullness to us has already been released to our lives. God made provision for us beforehand. He didn't wait until we got saved. The provision was already made waiting on us to surrender. Amen? Forgiveness, cleansing, love, joy, peace, imparted righteousness, holiness, courage, strength, wisdom, knowledge, soundness of mind, power, authority, and much, much more. All of these things and all of the blessings that we would ever need in life were already provided for our lives before the foundation of the world. No, God is not bankrupt. That's not possible. That's not possible. No matter what Wall Street tells you, God is not bankrupt. Amen? He doesn't depend on the stock market or any exchange. He's not bankrupt. He is the all-sufficient one. Amen. So, also, we should know all that we ought to do is to, by faith, receive what rightfully belongs to us. All we ought to do is to, by faith, receive what rightfully belongs to us. Also, this inheritance, these blessings, are released to us from heavenly places in Christ Jesus. From heavenly places in Christ Jesus of the body of Christ have been given entrance rights into a supernatural realm that the people of this world don't know exists. This awesome birthright comes to us the moment we are born from above. This awesome birthright comes to us the moment we are born from above. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Beginning with verse 4. Ephesians chapter 2. Beginning with verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us, made us alive together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and hath raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Saints, when believers sit with one another, thinking about the things of God, worshiping together, his love and grace pass between us, and a heavenly atmosphere moves around us. This is one reason why we prepare ourselves for church service through prayer, leaving behind base things, moving into the unity in the Spirit. This is one reason why we prepare ourselves for church service through prayer, leaving behind base things and moving into the unity in the Spirit. When we do this, angels draw near. We draw close to God, and his blessings overflow. Jesus promised this to us. Yes, he did. He promised this to us. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You see, saints, when we come together, the Holy Spirit bands us together in bands of love, in bonds of love. We're brought together in one body in the love of Christ. Amen. That's what happened. So let's not take his presence for granted. Let's not take his presence for granted. You know, sometimes, well, maybe all the time, when we get into this strife with family members, the Holy Spirit is grieved. And some people walk around like they don't have to repent and they don't have to apologize. But when we do that, the Holy Spirit is grieved. Yes, you must needs be apologized, even sometimes when you were not wrong. Why? Because the Bible says, do the thing that makes for peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Yes, that is a scripture in the Bible. Yes, it is. It is a scripture in the Bible. Yes, it is. Really, Pastor? Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, when you're trying to get the last word in, I wouldn't exactly label you as a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, that's what he said. It's in the Bible. Yes, it's there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes being a peacemaker means you close your mouth, you know. It works. I guarantee you, it works. It will work for you. This is all about our identification with the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Yes. With the Lord Jesus, our Messiah. We're going to read Ephesians 2 again. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin. He loved us when we were actually quite unlovable. Hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're going to focus on this. Father has made us to be alive in Christ together. Together with the Messiah. Together with the Messiah. When we identify with him in his resurrection, we are resurrected from the death-causing effects of sin. When we identify him in his resurrection, we are resurrected from the death-causing effects of sin. When we identify with him in his ascension, in the bodily ascent of Jesus into heaven on the 40th day after the resurrection, I'll read that to you. It's in Acts chapter 1, verse 9. It's in Acts chapter 1, verse 9. For those of you who were wondering where to find it, Acts chapter 1, verse 9. And when, speaking of Jesus, he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. He was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. Those clouds are really busy, you know. They do transport. When we identify with the Lord Jesus in this way, we ascend in our spirits into heavenly places. So when we identify with Jesus in his heavenly ascent after the resurrection, we ascend in our spirits into heavenly places. We go up together. That's what we just read. When we identify with him is in his enthronement. Enthronement? Yes. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. That's his enthronement. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. That's his enthronement. In his dominion, authority, rest, and victory over all things. Really? That is correct. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Since we're in Hebrews, let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Speaking of Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. That's what happened. That's his enthronement. That's his enthronement. After he purged us of our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. That's what he did. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. Saints, if you've never put these scriptures together this way, you're going to need to meditate on this and what it's really saying. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. But this man, speaking of Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. I think that's as simple as it can be put. In this spiritual position, being seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we are enthroned with him on high. In this spiritual position, dominion, authority, rest, and victory overflow into our hearts and lives. In this spiritual position, with him, enthroned with him, dominion, authority, rest, and victory overflow into our hearts and lives. That's how it happens. Many students of the scriptures to this as the ascended life. Here we lay claim to all the wondrous blessings that are waiting for us in the heavenly realm. That's what we do. You're going to have to think about it. You're going to have to meditate on it. I'll say that again. This is where, when we come to understand that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You hear me pray that all the time, but you thought it was a phrase. No, it's the truth. It's not a cliche. It's a fact and the truth. Amen. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And it is here that we lay claim to all of the wondrous blessings that are waiting for us in the heavenly realm. So, join me in Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse 18. Psalm 68, verse 18. Psalm 68, verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yes, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. You see, Jesus has done a lot more for us than many of us realize. He's done everything that we need done, really. He has received gifts for men and even for the rebellious. That's the mercy and compassion of God. That's the love of God. So, Psalm 68, verse 18, foretold years before that when the Messiah ascended on high, he would lead captivity captive. That he reassumed his throne. He took over his throne again as the victorious conqueror of death, hell, and the grave. He took over his throne again. He resumed his position on his throne that he had before. Now, as the victorious conqueror of death, hell, and the grave, prison, everything that could ever imprison his people. Can you hear me say? He imprisoned everything, every single thing that could ever possibly, under any circumstances, at any time, everywhere, imprison his own people. He came to set the captives free. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen? This is what Jesus Christ has done. He's conquered every enemy and every foe. He has given us the victory. You know we sing that song, Victory Belongs to Jesus. It does. And he has given it to us. We have the victory in the name of Jesus. We have the victory. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. He has conquered death. He has conquered hell. And he has conquered the grave and anything that would do us harm. He's conquered it already. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. More than conquerors. Yes, This means both before and after salvation. He's covered it all. Before and after our salvation experience, he's covered it all. For what reason, Pastor? So that we can enjoy heavenly glory, peace, bliss, and freedom right here during our pilgrimage on earth, even during challenging times. He's done it all for us. He's done it all for us. He's taken care of everything. He's made every provision. You can't be without. He is our sufficiency. We are sufficient in him. I know you thought differently, but you were wrong. He's taken care of everything. Amen. He's taken care of everything so that we can enjoy heavenly glory, peace, bliss, and freedom right here during our pilgrimage on earth, even during challenging times, even in times of war. Well, I'm going to give you a practical example of what I've just told you, because that's a lot to take in. There is a sister in the faith who was diagnosed with cancer. That didn't sound too good, Pastor. Well, I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished yet. And God wasn't finished either. So God visited her. She was diagnosed with cancer. So God visited her. Afterward, after her visitation with God, she positioned herself to receive her healing by allowing faith to move away her doubts and fears. Let me say that again. Afterward, she positioned herself to receive her healing by allowing faith to move away her doubts and fears. Therefore, she was being empowered with faith and a faith-filled mindset. She was being empowered with faith and a faith-filled mindset. Then the Lord sent a second witness of his intention to intervene on her behalf. Yes, God is merciful. He sent a second witness of his intention to intervene on her behalf. She was scheduled to undergo a PET scan. A PET scan shows how organs and tissues are working. It uses a radioactive substance to look for disease in the body. This sister was being moved into the internal part of the imaging machine. She distinctly heard orchestral music playing the old rugged cross. Yes, the one that goes on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Look at God, saints. Look at God. This surprised the sister. So she asked the attendant, "Do you play music in here?" And he said to her, "No, ma'am. You will have to be still or we will have to do this all over again." Really? The music faded out. But then another song filled her ear. "Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy." You know that song. She was more than surprised. She was stunned. So she asked the attendant again, "Where is the music coming from?" You know, he was a little tired of her. Again, he said, "Ma'am, we don't play music in here. You will have to be still." Then she knew it. She knew it. It was then. Just like that, she knew it. It was music from another world in heavenly places. God was speaking to her supernaturally, not just once, but twice. God was saying to her that if she would cling to the old rugged cross and the price that was paid there, she would be healed. God was saying to her that if she would cling to the old rugged cross and the price that was paid there, she would be healed. Furthermore, the whole affair, the whole situation, the whole matter would ultimately result in worship ascending out of her heart. Truly, it was an earthly place of extreme stress and worry. But for this sister, for this beloved daughter of God, it became a heavenly place in Christ Jesus. It became a place of communion with God, place of God's promises in her life coming to pass. Yes. God loves his children, and his blessings are there in Christ. So now say, God is everywhere. Wherever you are, on the operating table, God is there. Do you ever think that he's so far away that he doesn't know what's going on with you? And that he cannot be touched with the feeling of your infirmity. God is everywhere. And wherever he is, his love for you is there too. So there's no situation that you can ever walk into that he's not already there waiting for you with open arms. There's nothing that you can encounter where God is not already there waiting for you. There is no type of environment that you can find or be brought into that he's kept out of. The Bible says, even if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. There's no place where God is not available to you. He's there for you. God is there for you. He's there, and his love and his mercy and his compassion and his care is for you. You have to choose to be open to his move of love. You have to choose to be open and to release faith to him and allow his love and mercy, his glory and grace to flood in. You have to open the door wide. You have to surrender. You have to give him faith. And he comes in. That's how it works. Whatever you need, he's already provided it. Everything you need, he's already provided it. It's yours. It's yours by faith. Won't you receive it? Won't you receive it? Whatever you need, the provision has already been made. Receive it, whatever it is. Whatever you need. You need a new attitude? He has one for you. You need to feel wanted? He has it for you. You need companionship? He has it for you. Whatever you need more peace? He has it for you. There's nothing stopping you from receiving from God. Remember, I had you to memorize the truth. Let me turn there right quick. I had you to memorize it so you wouldn't forget it. So when something happens, you don't act like you never heard this before. Amen? So that you remember. So that you remember what God has said. Amen? You're supposed to not forget. It's important to remember what God said. It's important to remember what God said. Nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword, or any of that. Amen. What can separate us from him? What? What can separate us from him? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Are you persuaded yet? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you believe it yet? Do you believe it, saints? You can read it, but do you believe it? Do you believe it? It's important to believe it. important to believe it. You got to know it down in your knower. And you can't ever let go. You got to know that you know that you know. If everybody else on the entire planet walks away from you, there is still nothing that can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Oh, but I've been rejected. Let them go. Hold on to him. Hold to God's unchanging hand. It doesn't matter what comes into your life. It just doesn't matter. It does not matter what comes your way. But you have to be persuaded. You gotta know that you know that you know. You must needs be persuaded. You need to be fully persuaded that nothing, not death, not life, not angels, not principalities, not powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Nor things to come. We live in the end times. There are going to be some things that come. Nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the official soul tie that you need to make it home. Amen. We got some stuff that's going to happen. That's why he put, nor things to come. But none of that separates us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. None of it. There is no antichrist that can get between you and Jesus. His love is forever pouring out to you. His love is forever pouring out to you. There is no such thing as you're lonesome. No, you're having a pity party. Repent and get back right. Care of everything. I'm out of money. Well, I remember one day I needed some money, and he told me to go to this shopping center parking lot. And then he told me where in the parking lot to go. And right on the ground, I found dollar bills. I don't think it was any change. I think it was all dollar bills. And I don't mean $1 bills either. Whatever you need, he has it. And you can have it. He purchased it for you. You need healing in your body? He is your healer. Amen? So you think you got this down now? Okay, recast the message so you can make sure you've got it down now. It's important. It's important. God doesn't have to scratch his head to think about you. You're in him, and he's in you. And that's Ephesians 1:3. Our God is so good to us. Put our hands together for Jesus. He is so very, very, very good to us. Amen. Area code 706, you're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Green, this is Marcy.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? How you doing?
Yes, I'm fine, and you?
Doing good, thank you. Just got home from training from Columbia, South Carolina. I'm at my mom's house, and I'm calling. Yes, ma'am. I'm calling in reference to my mom. She's still having problems with her legs. She went to the doctor sometime this week, and she has poor circulation in her leg, her left leg. And I think it's more, I think it's not natural, because I also learned that we have a lot of witchcraft on both sides of my family line, the Harvey bloodline and the Trimble bloodline. And the Lord allowed me to reveal to me that on my mom's side of the family, I think a lot of her problems is her sister and her brother. Because he allowed me to see some things that was laying around in the house that I found. And she's sleeping all the time, constantly, throughout the day. And she's in good spirit regardless. However, I just calling for a prayer for her, for that spirit to be broken, that witchcraft spirit.
Okay. Did the Lord lead you to either bind those objects that you found or remove them?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I removed it and burned it and returned it to the sender.
Okay, great. All right. I know.
Yes, ma'am. I did all of that.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Heavenly Father,
yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift our sister before you in love. And she needs a healing in her body. She belongs to you, Lord, and she loves you. And so, Lord, with the sword of the Spirit from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, I disconnect her from the biological members of her family that operate in witchcraft in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
From every witch, warlock, wizard, sorcerer, divine, pagan, liar, obedient man. Whatever they do in witchcraft, she's now severed from. We bind and cauterize the ends in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid any further attack or transfer of spirits to her from them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We release over her the freedom that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Every witchcraft spell, every trance, every spirit of slumber, all dullness of mind, every attack against her heart, every attack against her blood, every attack against the movement of her blood, all the closing of her veins and arteries. We take authority, dominion, and power over the work of the devil attacking her through their witchcraft in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Any demons that may have lodged in her body, we take authority, dominion, and power over them right now in the name of Jesus. We break the power of every death spirit. In Jesus' name, we break the power of every death spirit in the name of Jesus. We break the power of every death spirit in the name of Jesus. We send it back from whence it came. We bind it and send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
We release over her the life that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We release into her vessel the life that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tell her to begin to praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Begin to praise the Lord now.
She needs to spend some time worshiping him.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because I'm being the enemy's been fighting in that area.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind the water devil. And we bind them up with the fire of God in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, to send your warring angels underneath the sea to get her money from under there where that person that she was connected to in witchcraft took them, in Jesus' name. We call forth her finances free from under the sea in the name of Jesus. And back into her account in the name of Jesus Christ. Cover her with the blood. We take authority, dominion, and power over every thief in the name of Jesus. The Bible says if the thief be found, he must return sevenfold and his whole house. So Satan, you got to get it back. Everything you took, you got to return it and your whole house. Right now, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I command you to do so. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels to make these demons come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. I release restoration and prosperity into their life in Jesus' name. Restoration and prosperity into her life. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. We want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We want to thank you for your grace and your power, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for your power at work tonight, Father. Thank you that you've come to dwell among your people.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We give that person into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
We give that person and their evil work into your hands in Jesus' name. We bind their evil work, Father. Let the scriptures apply. Apply the word, Lord. Apply yourself to this situation. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we place everything that pertains to her and her prosperity in your hands, right where the nails went in. Right where the nails went in.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 848, you're on in Jesus' name. 484,
come on. Yeah, I got you. Dr. Sabrina, good night.
Good
Hello?
Night. Yes.
I'm happy that I've gotten a chance to talk to you for a long time. I haven't spoken with you, but I've been listening. My situation is, like, some prayer. I've been putting prayer on the line as well as praying myself. And I got a stroke in 2021. It didn't affect me as badly as some people, and I'm thankful for that. But I find I'm still having high blood pressure problems, and my balance has been affected. I've been praying about it. I'm supposed to go see a specialist next week. I'm asking for prayer for strengthening my faith and for keeping me grounded in his word.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, even though the doctors may not know, what's actually causing the high blood pressure. Hey, whoo! Lord, medical science only helps us to manage a disease state, but you are his cure. Woo, la 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 ya sa riki. You alone are his cure. We ask you, Father, to lead him in paths of righteousness for your name's sake, paths that lead him to the healing that is his. It was purchased on Calvary by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's his. We ask you, Father, to bless him with the healing that is his. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You got it, brother. You got your healing.
Thank you.
Just keep following
you,
the Lord. Keep giving. Keep letting the faith go up and the praises go up. The blessing is here.
Amen.
Healing is here.
Thank you.
Healing
Thank you,
is here. Go into the chat room. There are some songs that I posted in the chat room this week. Go listen to those songs.
I will.
All right. It's several of them there. You'll have to scroll up quite a bit, but go listen to them. They'll help you.
I will. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
I appreciate
Amen.
You on the team.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. One at a time, Brother Bill. One at a time. One at a time. One at a time. Amen. 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 One at a time. So, we want to thank the Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. What do you do to boast GDP when your country is neck deep in military conflict and your allies' main interest is using you to wash taxpayer cash into their own military-industrial complex? You make that your whole national identity and demand that the West help you transition. Our country will become one of the world's key producers of weapons and defense systems. This is no longer just an ambition or a prospect. It is a potential that is already being realized, said Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. He said it in September of 2023. That plea has echoed all over the Western press. All over the Western press. You'd think that it may have thought to realize that potential before it went live with the big Ukrainian counteroffensive show. But hey, making lemonade from lemons, there's definitely a business opportunity in losing on the battlefield that wouldn't exist if Ukraine had proven to be adequately stocked up and victorious. Any ambulance-chasing weapons salesman would be attracted by that. And on top of that, Russia's whole stated objective from the very outset has been demilitarization. Right now, Ukraine is to Western weapons producers what the Cheesecake Factory is to a fat kid. Though slightly less cynical, might be tempted to view all this as the path to victory for Ukraine, but a recent incident strongly suggests otherwise. In a leaked audio recording obtained by Russian intelligence and authenticated by the German government, senior Luftwaffe officers, including the Air Force's chief, are overheard talking about even the delivery of the German Taurus missiles to Kiev wouldn't change the course of the conflict in Ukraine's favor. Even if the gold standard German cruise missile that doubles the strike distance of its Western rivals isn't considered a game changer in the overall conflict with Russia at this point, then our odds don't sound too good for much else. And who's going to pay for Ukraine's identity change anyway? Western Europe and the U.S. will pay for the transition, of course, but just as they're also paying to keep all of Ukrainian society afloat, funding salaries and pensions. It's not like investors are flocking to Ukraine right now. Much of the weapons-making infrastructure from the Cold War has been disseminated, and in a country that ranks near the top of the global corruption index, it probably won't come as a surprise that the industry itself is rife with mismanagement. While it's clear who's going to pay, what's less obvious is who will actually benefit from turning Ukraine into a giant factory showroom for Western weapons. Some Western arms manufacturers have rushed into Ukraine to set up shop, such as Germany's Rheinmetall, which started operating in an armored vehicle plant in the country last year. Guess it's just good business to be cranking out tanks right on the battlefield where they can be blown up coming off the assembly line. May as well just set fire to that Western taxpayer cash funding this charade the moment that it pops out of the ATM. Rheinmetall also announced this last month it will be setting up a joint ammunition factory in Ukraine as well. Does this attempt to outgun Russia in a conventional warfare at this late stage in the game come from a place of genuine belief? Or is it just Germany's way to keep up for as long as it can? After all, Rheinmetall never had it so good. No doubt it's just a coincidence that its stock started soaring a few days after the conflict popped off in Ukraine and has gone up astronomically since. So, in August 2023, Britain's BAE Systems announced its plans to facilitate the production of 105-millimeter light guns in the country. The Guardian reported shortly thereafter that the opportunity would provide a much-needed job boost for the war-torn economy, not just for Ukraine, but for the EU too. Pretty tough to produce weapons when it requires energy that is now prohibitively expensive. No doubt it's much cheaper to produce European weapons in Ukraine, which still gets its gas from Russia, unlike those in charge in the EU who have deliberately shunned their own supply of Russian energy to impress Kiev. Sticking it to Putin by leeching off Russian energy supply to Kiev to make weapons to then use against Russia sounds about right. All these projects are joint ventures with a local Ukrainian partner. Let's just say that the one who ends up wearing the pants in that partnership won't be the country whose president, a former comedian, once went viral for his hands-free, pantless piano playing routine. Do they really think that German industry is going to be trusting these Ukrainian partners with sensitive defense manufacturing information and trade secrets? It's a wonder that the Germans even trust the French with anything more than handling the interior decor and Europe's Airbus venture. But we're talking here about a war zone with eyes and ears everywhere. The point was proven when Russians recently disabled an American Abrams M1 A1 tank on the battlefield and found it stripped of sensitive technologies, liking the supposedly game-changing weaponry to an empty tin can. Bilking Western taxpayers for cash under the guise of active warfare won't last forever. So it seems like it's a race against the clock to pivot to a new way to keep the flow open before the peace breaks out and ruins everything. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning tens of thousands of illegal immigrants are flooding into U.S. hospitals for treatment and leaving billions in uncompensated health care costs in their wake. The House Committee on Homeland Security recently released a report illustrating that from the estimated $451 billion in annual costs stemming from the U.S. border crisis, a significant portion is going to health care for illegal immigrants. With the majority of the illegal immigrant population lacking any kind of medical insurance, hospitals and government welfare programs such as Medicaid are feeling the weight of these unanticipated costs. Apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the U.S. border have jumped 48% since the record in fiscal 2021 and nearly triple since fiscal year 2019, according to Customs and Border Protection data. Last year broke a new record high for illegal border crossings, surpassing more than 3.2 million apprehensions. And with that sea of humanity comes the need for health care and, in most cases, the inability to pay for it. In January, CEO of Denver Health, Donna Lynn, told reporters that 8,000 illegal immigrants made roughly 20,000 visits to the city's health system in 2023. The total bill for uncompensated care costs last year to the system totaled $140 million, said Dane Roper, public information officer for Denver Health. More than $10 million of it was attributed to care for new immigrants, he said. Though the amount of deaths assigned to illegal immigrants is a fraction of the total, uncompensated care costs in the Denver health system have risen dramatically in the past few years. The total uncompensated costs in 2020 came to $60 million, Mr. Roper said. In 2022, the numbers doubled, hitting $120 million. He also said their city hospitals are treating issues such as respiratory illnesses, gastrointestinal illnesses, dental disease, and some chronic, common chronic illnesses such as asthma and diabetes. The perspective we've been trying to emphasize all along is that providing health care services for an influx of new immigrants who are unable to pay for their care is adding additional strain to an already significant uncompensated care burden, Mr. Roper said. He added, this is why a local, state, and federal response to the needs of the new illegal immigrant population is so important. Colorado is far from the only state struggling with a trail of unpaid hospital bills. Dr. Robert Trenchell, CEO of Yuma Regional Medical Center, situated on the Arizona-Mexico border, said on average, illegal immigrants cost up to three times more in human resources to resolve their cases and provide a safe discharge. Some illegal migrants come with minor ailments, but many of them come in with significant disease, he said during a congressional hearing last year. We've had migrant patients on dialysis, cardiac catheterization, and in need of heart surgery. Many are very sick. He said many illegal immigrants who enter the country and need medical assistance end up staying in the ICU ward for 60 days or more. A large portion of the patients are pregnant women who had little to no prenatal treatment. This has resulted in an increase in babies being born that require neonatal care for 30 days or longer. Dr. Trenchell said last year that illegal immigrants were overrunning health care services in his town, leaving the hospital with $26 million in unpaid medical bills in just 12 months. The Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act of 1986 requires that public hospitals participating in Medicare must medically screen all persons seeking emergency care, regardless of payment method or insurance status. The numbers are difficult to gauge as the policy position of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is that it will not require directly about their citizenship or immigration status. In Southern California, again close to the border with Mexico, some hospitals are struggling with an influx of illegal immigrants. American patients are enduring longer wait times for doctor appointments due to a nursing shortage in the state, two healthcare professionals said in January. A healthcare worker at a hospital in Southern California who asked not to be named for fear of losing her job. See, she can't even talk to people lest they're going to threaten her with her job. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Said that the entire healthcare system is just being bombarded. Illegal immigrants. Our healthcare system is so overwhelmed, and then add on top of that tuberculosis, COVID-19, and other diseases from all over the world, she said. A newly enacted law in California provides free health care for all illegal immigrants residing in the state. The law could cost taxpayers between $3 billion and $6 billion per year. According to, I wonder if they asked those people if they were willing to pay $3 billion to $6 billion every year for that. According to recent estimates by state and federal lawmakers, in New York, where the illegal immigration crisis has manifested most notably beyond the southern border, city and state officials have long been accommodating of illegal immigrants' health care costs. Since June 2014, when the then mayor, Bill de Blasio, set up the Task Force on Immigrant Health Care Access, New York City has worked to expand avenues for illegal immigrants to get free health care. New York City has a moral duty to ensure that all its residents have meaningful access to needed health care, regardless of their immigration status or ability to pay, Mr. de Blasio stated in a 2015. I wonder if he gave them any of his money. The report notes that in 2013, nearly 64% of illegal immigrants were uninsured. Since then, tens of thousands of illegal immigrants have settled in the city. The uninsured rate for undocumented immigrants is more than three times that of other non-citizens in New York City, 20%, and more than six times greater uninsured rate for the rest of the city, 10%, the report states. The report states that because healthcare providers don't ask patients about documentation status, the task force lacks data specific to undocumented patients. Some healthcare providers say a big part of the issue is that without a clear path to insurance or payment for non-emergency services, illegal immigrants are going to the hospital due to lack of options. It's insane, and it's been for years at this point. Dana, a Texas emergency room nurse who asked to have her name, her full name omitted, said, working for a major hospital system in the greater Houston area, Dana has seen a zillion migrants pass through under her watch with no end in sight. She said many who are illegal immigrants arrive with treatable diseases that require simple antibiotics. Not a lot of general practitioners will see you if you can't pay and don't have insurance. She said the undocumented crowd tends to arrive with a lot of the same conditions. Many find their way to Houston not long after crossing the southern border. Some of the common health issues Dana encounters include dehydration, unhealed fractures, torrid illnesses, stomach ailments, and pregnancy-related concerns. This isn't a new problem. It's just worse now, Dana said. One of the main government health care resources illegal immigrants use is Medicaid. All those who don't qualify for regular Medicaid are eligible for emergency Medicaid, regardless of immigration status. By doing this, the program helps pay for the cost of uncompensated care bills at qualifying hospitals. However, some loopholes allow access to the regular Medicaid benefits. Qualified non-citizens who haven't been granted legal status within 5 years still qualify if they're listed as a refugee, an asylum seeker, or a Cuban or Haitian national. Yet the lion's share of Medicaid usage by illegal immigrants still comes through state-level benefits and emergency medical treatment. A congressional report highlighted data from the CMS which allowed total Medicaid costs for emergency service for undocumented aliens in fiscal year 2021, surpassing $7 billion and totaling more than $5 billion in fiscal 2022. Both years represent a significant spike from the $30 billion in fiscal 2020. An employee working with Medicaid who asked to be referred to only as Jennifer out of concern for her job, said that at a state level, it's easy for an illegal immigrant to access the program benefits. Jennifer said that when exceptions are sent from states to CMS for approval, denial is actually super rare. It's usually always approved. She also said it comes as no surprise that many of the states with the highest amount of Medicaid spending are sanctuary states, which tend to have policies and laws that shield illegal immigrants from federal immigration authorities. However, Jennifer said there are ways for states to get around CMS guidelines. It's not easy, but it can and has been done. The first generation of illegal immigrants who arrive to the United States tend to be healthy enough to pass any pre-screening. But Jennifer has observed that the subsequent generations tend to be sicker and require more access to care. If a family is illegally present, they tend to use emergency Medicaid or nothing at all. When asked of Medicaid services to provide the most recent data for the total uncompensated care that hospitals have reported, the agency didn't respond. In Florida, a new 2023 law requires hospitals that accept Medicaid to collect and submit to the state information on patients' immigration status, although the person can decline to answer. Governor Ron DeSantis said the legislation is fighting back against reckless federal government policies and ensuring the Florida taxpayers are not footing the bill for illegal immigration. We requested the most recent report detailing the total uncompensated care costs attributed to illegal immigrants from the Florida Agency for Health Care Administration, but didn't receive a response. The Jackson Health System in Florida offers a disservices to those without insurance, but they don't make payment arrangements. The representative name said, "We do offer a 70% discount to a patient that does not have insurance. However, they must have no insurance at all. The 70% discount is offered off the total charge of the bill. When asked what happens if a patient refuses to give an ID or provide any personal information at the hospital, Elsie said another department gets involved. If they are refusing to give information and want to be seen by a doctor, the escalation team goes ahead to review all that information to see the reason behind why they don't want to provide information at the time of service. Other state legislatures have also decried the amount of taxpayer money going to illegal immigrant health care. In Illinois, the state's program of health benefits for undocumented immigrants is estimated to cost $990 million for fiscal year 2024. Said State Representative Hammond, a Republican, during a 2023 press conference. She said it's a $768 million or 346% increase over fiscal year 2023. Illinois taxpayers are already on the hook for more than $2 billion in costs to provide free health care benefits to illegal immigrants. When is enough enough? Representative David Meyer said in a November 2023 statement. He filed legislation in October 2023 to repeal the Trust Act, ending Illinois' status as a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants. In Maryland, lawmakers are seeking to create private insurance options. On March 8th, the Maryland Senate passed the Access to Care Act, which would allow illegal immigrants to buy health insurance in the state. Some members of Congress have also been spurred into action. On January 17th, Representative Richard Hudson of North Carolina and Brett Guthrie of Kentucky introduced the Protect Medicaid Act, which aims to prevent federal taxpayer dollars from being used to administer or provide Medicaid benefits to illegal immigrants. Liberal states like California have abused loopholes to provide Medicaid to illegal immigrants at the expense of hardworking taxpayers, Mr. Hudson said. Not only is this against the law, but it further incentivizes more illegal crossings at our border. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I was telling you that one of the adjudications the devil fought me for. I mean, this computer cut up like it hasn't in a while. I mean, he fought me, but he lost. I finally got it done. Praise the Lord. So, I've also, yeah, that's a lot of money that we're pouring out. I have also put a link in the chat room that is concerning this particular adjudication. It's a whammy. It really is. It's a whammy. So, I will begin. Praise the Lord. We are requesting adjudication from the righteous judge concerning John Barnett, 62, was in the process of testifying against the Boeing company regarding the aircraft manufacturers. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. Regarding the aircraft manufacturer's when he was found dead in South Carolina with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Let me read that again. John Barnett, 62, was in the process of testifying against the Boeing company regarding the aircraft manufacturer's manufacturing processes when he was found dead in South Carolina with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Now, though a family friend of Barnett's, before he died, he warned her that if he were found dead, it would not be the result of a suicide. Before he died, the victim said, he warned her that if he were found dead, it would not be the result of a suicide. Jennifer, who did not share her surname, spoke to local ABC News affiliate WPDE about a concerning conversation she says she had with Barnett. She alleges that Barnett came by to visit her when she needed help, and they began to speak about his upcoming deposition in Charleston, South Carolina. He wasn't concerned about safety because I asked him, Jennifer told WPDE. I said, aren't you scared? And he said, no, I ain't scared. But if anything happens to me, it's not suicide. Barnett was staying in a Holiday Inn in Charleston ahead of his deposition when his lawyers were unable to contact Barnett. They called in a wellness check, according to police reports obtained by the New York Post. A hotel staff member found Barnett's body in his pickup truck. He was holding a silver pistol in his hand and appeared to have died from a single gunshot wound to the head. Jennifer told WPD that she knows he did not commit suicide. There's no way. He loved life too much. He loved his family too much. He loved his brothers too much to put them through what they're going through right now. She believed that someone wanted to silence Barnett. If anything happens, it's not suicide. Boeing whistleblower's prediction to family before death. So he told them this before he died. Of course, there is no way to verify Jennifer's specific claim. Newsweek reached out to several sources without luck. However, Barnett's lawyers, Robert Turkswitz and Brian Knowles, shared that no one can believe he was suicidal. He was in good spirits and shared no indication that he would take his life. In fact, he seemed eager to put this chapter of his life behind him. It is worth noting that many suicides can seem to have come out of the blue, despite someone's otherwise good spirit. Barnett's role in such a high-profile case, however, has raised concerns of foul play, and Barnett's family has requested that police investigations reflect those concerns. Boeing has been embroiled in scandal as its aircraft seem to be malfunctioning on a regular basis. A deep investigation into the company's safety and manufacturing processes stemmed from flight that saw a Boeing 737 MAX 9 lose an entire door plug while in the air in January. Since that door incident, Boeing's planes have gushed fluid, taken sudden nosedives, and lost a wheel. A Federal Aviation Administration audit found that Dawn dish soap was used as a lubricant in the manufacturing process and that mechanics checked door seals with a hotel key card. Unfortunately, investigations have been hampered by a Boeing policy that sees its security camera footage automatically deleted after 30 days. Mm-hmm. Boeing workers warn that whistleblower John Barnett made powerful enemies before his alleged suicide, as a puzzling discrepancy on his police report has emerged. The whistleblower was found dead in his pickup truck in a Charleston, South Carolina hotel parking lot on March 9th. The same morning he was due to conclude private testimony, a lawsuit against the jet company where he had worked for most of his career. According to a report by Charleston police, he had extended his stay at the Holiday Inn until March 8th and was caught on surveillance video leaving the hotel that morning. However, staff at the Holiday Inn told the Post he ate dinner at the hotel's restaurant that night. The police report also noted Barnett's driver's license was still in his room when he was found with a gunshot wound to the head and a pistol in his hand the following morning. The alarm had been raised by Barnett's lawyers when they couldn't reach him on the phone and requested a welfare check. A hotel member found Barnett's body in the truck while responding to the welfare check request and alerted police, who found him still clutching a pistol and with a gunshot wound to his head. An investigation into his death is ongoing. Employees at the local Boeing plant where Barnett had worked until retiring in 2017 say the whole community is shaken up. One employee who spoke to the Post on the condition of anonymity said workers were skeptical about the cause of Barnett's death, which has been preliminarily labeled a suicide. Barnett was a quality control engineer who worked for Boeing for more than three decades before he retired in 2017. 2 years later, he told the BBC, British Broadcasting Company, that Boeing cut corners by rushing to get its 787 Dreamliner jets off the production line and into service. He gave numerous interviews describing how he had complained internally to the company about what he claimed were serious safety flaws he had detected. Boeing has recently been plagued by safety concerns that began January 5th after a door panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet during a flight from Oregon to California. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, the plane, which was operated by Alaska Airlines, appeared to be missing four key bolts. Scott Kirby, CEO of United Airlines, threatened to shun Boeing after the carrier's fleet of MAX 9 aircraft was grounded in the wake of the near disastrous Alaska Airlines door blowout. Jennifer Homendy, chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, warned that another mid-air door blowout like the Boeing 737 MAX 9 fiasco can happen again, adding there was problems with the process of production. Disaster struck again a week after the initial incident when a Boeing plane was forced to make an emergency landing in Japan due to a crack in the cockpit window. A Boeing 757 lost its front tire as the aircraft was preparing to depart for an international flight in late January. At Atlanta International Airport, a Delta flight bound for Bogota, Colombia, was taxiing across the runway into takeoff position when another plane alerted the control tower that something was amiss. Later, a UK passenger was alarmed after noticing pieces of tape on the exterior of a Boeing 787 during a flight to India, as seen in shocking photos. A United Airlines Boeing 777-300 aircraft suffered a mid-air fuel leak and was forced to make an emergency landing. Monday, March 11th, okay, we know when Monday was, marked the fifth incident the airline reported in a little over a week. Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary previously said he's made loud complaints to Boeing over quality control. Whistleblower John Barnett raised safety concerns at the airline's factories and provided his first testimony at a bombshell lawsuit against Boeing. He was found dead in his truck after he failed to show up for the second part of his testimony on Monday. Steve Chancellor, who has written two books, Crime Scenes, and runs Second Look Training and Forensic Consulting, said that when someone dies by suicide, the gun only remains in the person's hand 25% of the time. The mere fact that the gun was in the hand, I would pay attention to that, he told, because many times when someone is trying to make it look like a suicide, they make that mistake and they put the gun in the hand. The police report also said a white piece of paper that closely resembled a note was found in plain view on the passenger seat, but its contents have not been disclosed. Barnett was suing the company, claiming it had maligned his character and impacted his career because he'd been a whistleblower. Barnett had worked at Boeing's North Charleston plant, which makes the 787 Dreamliner. He alleged that there were problems with the oxygen systems on the 787s, claiming one in four oxygen masks potentially would not work in an emergency. Barnett also claimed substandard parts were used to meet production schedules. The Federal Aviation Administration later substantiated some of Barnett's allegations. Barnett also alleged that clusters of metal slivers were causing a potential danger to wiring, according to the New York Times. When inspecting planes Boeing had certified as free from any such issue. However, the FAA found the sliver. The Department of Justice is opening a criminal investigation into Boeing in the aftermath of investigations into the production of 737 9 MAX jets, such as the one that had a door blow off in mid-flight, according to the Wall Street Journal. Boeing last week said it can't find important records about that plane, according to the New York Times. Boeing had been told to find documentation about the removal and reinstallation of the panel that blew off the plane. In a letter to Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, Boeing said it could not find what was requested. Last week, the FAA, identified noncompliance issues in Boeing's manufacturing. Last week, the FAA announced that after auditing Boeing and supplier Spirit AeroSystems, it found multiple incidences where the companies allegedly failed to comply with manufacturing quality control requirements. The FAA identified The FAA identified noncompliance issues in Boeing's manufacturing process control, parts handling and storage, and product control, the agency said in a release, adding that Boeing was given 90 days to develop a compliance plan. To hold Boeing accountable for its production quality issues, the FAA has halted production expansion of the Boeing 737 MAX, is exploring the use of third party to conduct independent reviews of quality systems, and will continue its increased on-site presence at Boeing's facility in Renton, Washington, and Spirit AeroSystems facility in Wichita, Kansas, the FAA said. In 2019, Mr. Barnett told the BBC that under pressure workers had been deliberately fitting substandard parts production line. He also said he had uncovered serious problems with oxygen systems, which could mean one in four breathing masks would not work in an emergency. He said soon after starting work in South Carolina, he had become concerned that the push to get new aircraft built meant the assembly process was rushed and safety was compromised, something the company denied. He later told the BBC that workers had failed to follow procedures intended to track components through the factory, allowing defective components to go missing. He said in some cases, substandard parts had even been removed from scrap bins and fitted to planes that were being built to prevent delays on the production line. He also claimed that tests on oxygen systems due to be fitted to the 787 showed a failure rate of 25%, meaning that one in four could fail to deploy in a real-life emergency. Mr. Barnett said he had alerted managers to his concern, but no action has been taken. Amen. No action at all had been taken. Boeing denied his assertions. However, a 2017 review by the U.S. regulator, the Federal Aviation Administration, did uphold some of Mr. Barnett's concerns. It established that the location of at least 53 nonconforming parts in the factory was unknown and that they were considered lost. Boeing was ordered to take remedial action. On the oxygen cylinders issues, the company said that in 2017 it had identified some oxygen bottles received from the supplier that were not deploying properly, but it denied that any of them were actually fitted on aircraft. After retiring, he embarked on a long-running legal action against the company. He accused it of denigrating his character and hampering his career because of the issues he pointed out. Charges rejected by Boeing. At the time of his death, Mr. Barnett had been in Charleston for legal interviews linked to that case. Last week, he gave a formal deposition in which he was questioned by Boeing's lawyers before being cross-examined by his own counsel. He was due to undergo further questioning on Saturday. When he did not appear, inquiries were made at his hotel. He was subsequently found dead in his truck in the hotel car park. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. 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 We're going to go to Brother Marshall as soon as I can get there. We are. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for his adjudications and the truth of who murdered him. Father, I have a special request to ask before your throne. I don't normally do this, but in this particular case, I am requesting that whomever the murderer is, that the scent of blood will remain on him until he turns himself in to law enforcement and tells the truth. I ask, Father, that that scent increase every day, that the person that murdered him continues on in life as though nothing happened without turning himself into law enforcement and confessing the whole truth. We thank you for the spirit of truth guarding over this situation in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise for your interventions, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. You put us all here for such a time as this. Esther probably wasn't too happy about that in her situation, Father God. But there does seem to be a spirit of people that are running in different circles, whether it be in Ukraine or at Boeing, other places, that seem to be controlled by a spirit of mammon. So we bind you, Satan. We bind everyone to your underlings. We bind every spirit of greed and corruption and perversion and the love of money, which is the root of all evil. Money isn't evil by itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil. Father, that's what you said in Timothy. So, Father, we ask for adjudications in all these different cases that Pastor Sabrina's read through as best she could, and Brother Bill was so kind to post. Father, we ask for that the people that are just ignorant of these things, Father God, that would just assume they can take a little spring fling, you know. You got spring break coming up. Let's go to someplace warm or go someplace. Father, we ask that you inspire those people to slow down and say, well, What airplane company does your company use? What manufacturer are you using? Father God, we ask for your help, Father God, in every one of these situations. I got into some trouble, Father God, and it was just a financial trouble. Well, it potentially could have been lethal, but it wasn't. When I tried to save a dollar to take a little car ride to go get something on sale, And I made a mistake because I didn't ask you first. So, Father God, help people. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction and inspire people to do what you want them to do. And not just the person who murdered, potentially, anyway, murdered this person, Father God, but all these different situations that Pastor Sabrina's read through, including the business about the military-industrial complex. It isn't just military. It's pharmaceutical military-industrial complex. Because Ukraine also had all those bioweapons labs in Ukraine, Father God. We ask you to expose everything that's going on in every nation, in every area. Oh, yeah, it isn't just the Germans. It isn't just the British. How about the United States? Are they rushing in to help? Oh, we're going to help these people. It's going to be really great. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to do great things. We're going to go help those Palestinians. We're going to build a nice steel pier over there. Father, we ask for adjudication. Every one of these areas, Father God, what's really going on behind all these things? Why is it they can use Russian energy to help produce weapons to supposedly fight against Russia? How ridiculous is that, Father God? Father, we ask you to expose everything that's going on. By the way, what country was responsible for those gas lines that were blown up or whatever after our so-called acting president said they wouldn't allow that to continue. It's just a coincidence, of course. Of course, he's just a well-meaning elderly man who doesn't know what he's saying, or him or one of his doubles. Father, we ask for your adjudication to bring everything into the light in Jesus' name, because you said we're not supposed to be worried about all these things. That's what Jesus says over in Matthew 10:26. He says we're not supposed to be concerned about what they're doing, because everything's going to be brought to light. Our times are in your hands, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing it all to the light in Jesus, because Jesus says, where is that, Lord? And fear them not. Fear not them which kill the body, but after that have no more than they can do. All right, verse 28, jump down a little bit. Fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light. That's what Sabrina Sessions is doing. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, have no more than they can do, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You know, that's not the devil. He cannot destroy soul and body in hell. There's only one who can do that, the creator of the universe, who spoke us all into being by his word, who before the foundation of that is Jesus Christ, before he came in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Thank you for making all of us, Lord, including Mr. Barnett and all these different people. The people at these different military concerns, Father God, from Germany, from England, from every place, Father God, in the United States, those people, Father God, in those different healthcare areas, Father God, where they're reluctant to give their names, Father God. They don't want to give their last name because, what, they might lose their job. How many doctors are reluctant to speak the truth because, well, you know, they have all these, you know, bills to pay, and they have Father God, we bind the spirit of selfishness, every spirit of idolatry, worship of S-E-L-F, instead of the worship of the one true creator. We bind every ungodly spirit of idolatry, so-called worship of what they think is the almighty dollar, which it is not. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Father God, we know there's a lot of people who think it's nice to make America great again. The only reason America was ever great is that people sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things would be added unto us. It doesn't happen because we're out there, you know, knocking down the next guy so we can get to the top of the heap. It doesn't work that way. It works when we seek first the Lord and his righteousness. And his Father, we ask for your help in all these different areas, including all this business being done with all these so-called illegal immigrants that are being used by our own government, actually, to suck the Medicare system down to practically nothing. So it's all pumped up by hot air anyway. Father, we thank you for the people that are actually standing up to protect Medicare, like these different ones Sabrina read about, Richard Hudson and Brett Guthrie, Lord, about trying to protect Medicaid, Father God. We know, Father God, that the system's already shaking. Medicare and Medicaid, both shaking big time. Father, we ask for adjudications for everyone in these areas because you gave Jesus all power in heaven and earth, it says in Matthew 28:18, and he does. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and it is, Psalm 24, amongst other places. So, Father, we come boldly before your throne of grace, not with concern, not biting our nails, but you said, ask, and you shall receive, seek, and you shall find. And Father God, when Paul and Silas were in harm's way, Father God, and they were in stocks in the prison, they prayed and praised you, Lord. They prayed and praised you, Lord, because you don't inherit the boohoos of your people. You inhabit the praises of your people. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. So, Father God, we thank you. Thank you, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad. We thank you that so many people are waking up, not just this Barnett fellow who was willing to go and risk his life to expose what was going on at Boeing. You know, it's so sad, Father God. It used to be a well-known, well-respected company, Father God. What a shame. the United States to be a well-respected country. There used to be an adage, as General Motors goes, so goes the nation. Well, I think General Motors was sold overseas a long time ago. It was shipped off to some other place. By the God. It used to be Buy America was a great thing. See the USA in your Chevrolet. It used to be a little ad on TV. I used to watch TV way back in the day. But Father God, why would we want to be mind controlled by all those subliminals and all the nonsense and all the commercials and all that business? Life of repent, Father God. Yes, the little jingles are very catchy. And we bind every spirit of ungodly mind control coming through subliminals and every portal and every access. We bind all those portals coming from the second heavens to the earth in Jesus' name because of the blood of God. Father, I ask you to loose as many angels as you deem to be appropriate, Father God, to watch over all those and are and will be members of the body of Christ and all the children, because you don't want one of these little children to perish, Father God. None of the children in airplanes or in Ukraine or any other place, Father God, to perish, or any of those in the healthcare system, including the illegals that came in, Father God, including the women that are pregnant with complicated pregnancies and have to have their children go to NICUs and all that, Father God. It's very expensive process, Father God, and very elaborate. And, of course, with the language barriers, it might be more complicated. Father God, we thank you for the nurse, I think it was, in Houston, who was willing to tell the truth about the challenges to the healthcare system. We thank you for bringing all these things to light. We thank you for giving Jesus all power in heaven and earth. So we bring all these things before your throne room, Father God, in Jesus' name, before the righteous judge. In Jesus' name. But we know what's going to happen, Father God, because there's a glory coming. Because what was the prophet Isaiah? Yeah, the prophet Isaiah in chapter 6. What did he see? In the year that King Uzziah died, remember he had a little bit of leprosy problem, a little bit lifted up with pride. We bind every spirit of Leviathan and every pride, heads and tails cut off, descales in Jesus' name. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, the judgment throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple, and above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with 20 covered his face, with 20 covered his feet, and with 20 did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. That's what's going to happen. The whole earth is full of your glory, Lord. We ask you to pour forth of your spirit, your glory for a defense, Father God, your glory, the glory of children of their fathers. Thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. A lot of people don't know how powerful it is. Many people, they just think it's just a little ritual to have a little piece of bread, and a little sip of wine, or a little sip of grape juice or something, Father. They don't understand what it's all about. Do I understand? Not fully, Lord. I have a little taste, a little hint, a little clue. We thank you for anointing Pastor Sabrina with a very powerful insight, Father God, about your way outside of time and space. You chose us before the foundation of the world. We didn't choose you. You chose us and ordained us that we should go and bring forth fruit. Help us to be fruitful, Father God, for your kingdom. Esther wasn't real happy about having to go before the king. Maybe Mr. Barnett wasn't real happy about having to go before his deposition, Father God. Because Esther said she should have had her head chopped off because the king didn't invite her. That's when they had a real fear of authority back in the day. Authority figures now are like, who's got the most dollars for the most control of the whoever's behind what the little green screen or whatever they call it. Father God, we ask you to expose what's going on with the so-called Biden regime. We ask you to expose what's going on with Trudeau and all these other phony actors, Father God, not just the actor in Ukraine who put in there by the CIA. We ask you to expose all those deep state actors, all those three-letter agencies, not just the CIA and Homeland Security, which has nothing to do with security, and all the health people that don't have anything to do with health care. They just want to push things that are not healthy, Father God. We ask you to bring everything to light, and we thank you for doing so, and cause the people that don't know any better, to wake up and say, no, I'm not flying on Boeing this week. No, thank you. Thanks very much. Are you going to give me a free ticket? And no, thank you. I'd rather take out never mind. Father, we ask for your help. You say, call upon the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Well, these look like the days of trouble for some people, especially in Gaza, Father God, where the people are being starved to death, the people in this country that are being challenged to have their banks sucked dry. Of course, the dollar is just, ever since Nixon was persuaded by people that were behind the scenes to take us off the gold standard. seemed like a very expedient thing to do. Temporarily, how temporary has it been since the 1970s? That's a rather long temporary, Father God, to take us off the gold standard. Father, and a lot of people in the financial sector think, oh, the dollar's fine. It's not a problem. It's not a problem with all. Father, we ask you to expose everything that's going on, all these people worshiping mammon, Father God, in so many areas, including those in high positions, Father God, those positions in the three-letter agencies, Father God, those positions that orchestrated all this nonsense, Father God. We ask you to expose it all, and we thank you for giving Jesus that authority to do so, Father, and we give you praise and honor and glory for what you have done, are doing, and going to do in Jesus' name. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. It already is, actually. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. With the increase of his government and shalom, peace. Nothing missing, lacking, or broken. There shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order and to establish with judgment and justice from henceforth, even forever. We thank you for your justice, Lord. We thank you for sending Jesus in your holy, holy, holy name, Father. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We've blessed you out of the house of the Lord. So we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. And we thank you, Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, to thank you for hearing us, because